Well, it's Sunday morning, January 30th, and another breaking news story. The South African variant, or 501.B2 or B.1.351, has actually been detected in Baltimore, or at least Maryland. It was identified by Johns Hopkins pathology and deposited at GSAD. It was collected on January 21st. There really isn't any additional information on it. It is a classical South African strain. It's got the markers that are expected. It's got the correct deletions in the spike gene as well as NSB 6. That deletion in NSB 6 or P6, I should say, is the same deletion that's present in the UK variant as well as the South Africa variant. They all have the identical deletion in that particular gene. So this is the third isolate. Media really hasn't picked up on this. I think it actually appeared late yesterday, and I've been running behind, so I actually didn't even look at it until this morning. And this morning, there it was. It's just listed as being in Maryland and just listed with the collection date. There's no information about the source. So the only clue is it's both collected and sequenced by Johns Hopkins pathology. And I just put the marker on their lab in Baltimore, because there's really no additional information. So this is the third one. There's probably many more. There's been a lot of effort to identify the UK variant, and because it's still relatively rare among all the sequences, it's been targeted with the S dropout method, or STTF for S gene target failure. And that really zeroes in on the deletion at positions 69 and 70. And one of the commercial PCR kits actually has its primer at that location, so it gives a negative result. So there's a commercial kit that has three markers and gives a positive on the ORF1A, B, and a positive on the N gene, but a negative on the S gene because of the deletion. And then academic labs have basically made their own kits and kind of fine-tuned it. And most of the sequences in the U.S., the variant sequences are the UK version. They're identified with the S dropout method, and they're really done by Helix. Helix has done the vast majority of the cases, both in California as well as Florida, and to a lesser degree, as far as positives are concerned anyway, in multiple states, including Georgia and Indiana and Michigan and several other states that have just a handful of cases. But the largest number are in Florida and California. The CDC just gave an update. Now Florida has 125 and California has 120. So back to the South African strain. It does have E484 K in this case, and it's and that does give the vaccine resistance, and that's why all of the vaccines will have lower activity to this particular variant. And this is the third case in the U.S., and there's probably many more.